right, Norm, we've been doing this since 2009, and it's the opening day song. It started with the flyover because it's opening day. We're not in last place. Hoping 3 weeks we'll be still in the race.
Still the goat.
It's opening day. We're not in last place. Yes.
Yeah.
And hey, the magic, you got three songs.
The magic number is 163.
Right. Yeah, 163.
163.
That's right. That's right. That's
hell
right.
Yeah.
So we've been doing this every year, and I will contend that this started the Rangers run.
Mm-hmm.
They had nothing before the opening day song, and now since we delivered every single year, the Rangers have been doing big things. So hopefully this will elevate the Rangers into contending for not even just a wild card spot, the division, because of this. Now, we have two opening day songs. Mike Soroy has stepped up. He wants to bat lead off. He's the Delino DeShields of this thing. So, Soroy, take it away.
I'll be honest, last year I was very proud of my opening day song. I was
so
excited
great.
To do it.
I sung it in the shower this morning.
And I love that.
I did.
And we'll leave it at that. So I'm not very optimistic about this Rangers team, I'm going to be honest, and you'll hear that threaded throughout this song if you listen very closely. This is a Jimmy Buffett song that Donovan has never heard of in his life, but I think most people will know it, and I dedicate this to Evan Grant. Jer, pop me up. Since we lost to San Francisco and St. Louis, it's been pretty slow. But I've got my red hat on. I guess since Darvish is gone, we'll hand the ball to Cole. But honey, I just don't know. This year's team could really blow, but it's opening day. It'll be all right. Opening day, AL West is still tight. We've got four brutal games versus Jose Altuve. And I just want to curl up and die. Yeah, it'll be a long summer. Rugi K's and Beltre trades. Maybe they'll exceed expectation. But no chance we're popping champagne. And if our bullpen has a game to close, who'll blow it, Kella or Claudio? It's opening day. It'll be all right. Opening day will be won back by tonight. We've got four brutal games versus Jose Altuve. This really will suck come July. Pay too much money. Whole outfield should be in Frisco.
Oh, no.
But Gallo crushes one toward Dallas and the breeze blows it past the foul pole. On the wrong side. But I'll be enjoying the scenery. Kate Upton is sitting right there. And after Verlander destroys us, he'll four-point her chest that is bare.
Oh, my God. Yikes.
Hey, F it, let's go steal a win. Long as Houston doesn't win it all again, it's opening day. It'll be all right. Opening day, pickle hot dogs look tight. We've got four brutal games versus Jose Altuve. And I just want to curl up and die. We've got four brutal games versus Jose Altuve. And Bartolo just ate all the fries.
Yes. Very nice.
That is fantastic.
Very nice.
Thank you, kindly.
By the way, Mike, I was
kind
wrong about this song.
He should have gone second.
What part?
And you were right.
Yeah?
This is a Buffett original that was covered by somebody else.
There you go.
Very popular.
That was for Evan Grant. He's probably so happy right now.
Yeah, that's going to be way better than what I'm throwing out right
I'll give you points for picking something in your range mostly.
Yeah.
Dude, that was better than every rehearsal.
That was great.
I hung in there all right.
That was great. All right. That was Mike and his opening day song. Now, Jake is going to accompany me. It's a duet. Let's run this back. And it's going to be Two Norm.
Uh-oh.
Walk This Way. Run DMC and Aerosmith. Yes. Jer, I have the chord. Let's get it.
I didn't know Jer could scratch like that.
Got skills.
Now it is baseball season, and there's one good reason to get excited about this Rangers club. So grab the kid and the wife and get the Globe Life to get a taste of the crazy grub. Now you can't be fickle. A weenie wrapped in the pickle is a sample of those foods you eat. A fried cinnamon roll, a heart attack in a bowl, and a sandwich with three kinds of meat.
Meat.
Well, the low expectations of the starting rotation has the season hanging up in the air. How low will it go when we see Bartolo in the triple X jersey he'll wear? But that was Beltre and Chu, and don't forget Banny Roo will have the Rangers primed and ready to play. So grab your four-leaf clover and enjoy the flyover as we put Stinky Houston away. Because today is opening day! Opening day! Opening day! Opening day! Today is opening day! Opening day, opening day, opening day, 231st pitch.
Okay. Boy, now TC's on the guitar.
F. Houston.
Now there's a woman I've discovered, and I'm thinking that I love her, and she's here to watch the Rangers play. I said her Instagram is something body banging like percussion, and I'm ready to throw it all away. Now we're no division leaders, but when talking cheerleaders, Vanny's daughter is the best in the land. The rotation may be flopping, but she got the grand popping, and I hope she never ever quits like this.
Oh my.
We're going to get a phone call.
So grab a dilly dog and enjoy some Ranger 7. How about Pfister and Cologne as a pair? We got Kami No Liddy, and they aren't on no committee. And Ruby's being paid in mares. His brother loves romance, so if he asks you to dance, don't take it as him being gay. I call it Rangers retooling, little locker room fooling. They're just celebrating opening day.
Today is opening day. Opening day. Opening day. Opening day. Today is opening day. Day.
Get in, Norm.
Opening day. Opening day. Opening day. A 231st pitch. That's the only reason I wanted to do this song. That line right there. F. Houston. Yeah, that's it. That's all we got.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my
gosh. Jesus. Amazing.
The tradition. It continues.